And so, for the final time this year, Anthony Dockrell is with us now with Weekend Warrior. Morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Tess.
What has been happening?
A lot of things happened on the weekend. Scott Morrison has finally clarified his thought bubble on moving the Australian embassy to Jerusalem.
Oh, God, I woke up to the news alert on Saturday or Sunday morning and just immediately rolled over and went back to bed.
Yeah, so speaking on Saturday morning, he announced that our embassy was not moving right now, but Australia would recognise West Jerusalem as the seat of the Israeli government. And when the peace agreement is going to be agreed between Israel and Palestine in the sometime not too distant future, Australia will recognise East Jerusalem as belonging to Palestine. Is that clear?
Has
that clarified everything for you?
As clear as anything else you've said.
Yeah. So look, the announcement, was made. The original announcement was made during the Wentworth by-election, and it was seen by many as a cynical vote-buying exercise. So after they lost the seat, it did leave Morrison in the shaky position of being committed to a policy that was going to anger our closest neighbour, Indonesia. So how's this new version of the policy going down?
Uh-oh, like a lead balloon?
Well, basically, Indonesia's not happy.
Nope.
Malaysia's not happy.
Nope.
Israel is not happy.
Good. So that's three straight off the bat.
Yeah. So you might say, look, if everyone's unhappy, it must be a good policy. it's a case of, Scott Morrison blundering into a policy area that's wrought with conflict and not knowing what he was doing and now trying to do the best face-saving exercise he can.
Clearly option A.
Yeah, clearly. It's pretty clear that Scott Morrison still has the training wheels on. The only problem is that, there's going to be a federal election in 5 months.
Yeah, which is not that far away.
No. Yeah, I mean, be a lot of people in the Liberal Party hoping that someday, Morrison's going to get the spanner out and take those little wheels off.
He's got 13 sitting days to do it or something like that, so there's time.
Yeah. Also on the weekend, Labor Party held its national conference. Bill Shorten made his tilt to be the next PM. But before he got too far into his speech, he was interrupted by a small group of Stop Adani coal mine protesters. And I reckon this is a small taste of what's in store for our leaders of our two major parties during the next election.
Yeah.
Disappointingly, the Labor Party have not committed themselves to increasing Newstart. Their compromise was to hold a review within the first 18 months of winning office, which is frankly a pathetic cop-out. A drover's dog can see that Newstart is grossly short of helping people not live in poverty whilst they look for a job.
Well, Jeff and I were talking about this morning, and we kind of worked out that, $70 or $80 a week, if you're in the city, over half of that is going to only getting to work and back on the trains.
Yeah. So it's, how do you do a job interview? How do you present yourself for a job interview?
You don't.
How do you have a roof above your head? It's just a ridiculous situation. So Labor's centrepiece policy announcements was $6.6 billion in affordable housing and a push to end unpaid super. They also announced the new Environmental Protection Agency. So there you go. Following on from last week when our premier said that rap music, you couldn't call it singing. Vladimir Putin has ended the fray on rap music.
Oh, the hot topics.
Yes. In Russia, a rapper named Husky has had a number of concerts shut down by the government due to lyrics, which are critical aspects of the Russian government. Putin has now entered the debate saying, if it's impossible to stop something, you've got to take charge of it.
What? Hang on, say that again.
If it's impossible to stop something, you've got to take charge of it. Tess, are you looking forward to state-sanctioned rap music?
The light rail is cool. I can't rap.
But look, personally, I'm looking forward to Vladimir Putin going from getting a bad rap to making bad rap.
Oh, that's a much better pun than mine. Much better.
And he also went on to say that, you said that rap rests on three pillars, sex, drugs, and protest. Of all of these, drugs are the most worrying.
We'll bust out sniffer dogs.
As every day goes past, Putin sounds more and more like a New South Wales premier.
Ban them all. Ban the pill testing.
Well, that was the weekend.
Thanks so much, Anthony.